Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. On the phone right now, I've got Rosie and Sean from St Francis Hospice, who are one of the sponsors here at Phoenix FM. Morning, gang.
Morning.
Morning.
How are you on this lovely, bright, sunny day?
We are all the better for speaking to you.
100%. 100%. We're really excited.
You smarmy people, you, I love it. Now, what I'm going to talk to you today about, because I know you've got loads of bits and pieces coming up, haven't you? And I know in July you've got something to do with Go Orange. We've had this before, but explain to us what it is again, Sean.
Yeah, okay. So this year we're going bigger and better, and we're reintroducing our Go Orange campaign. Now, Go Orange is what we're trying to get all of our community, so Haverhill, Brentwood, Barking and Dagenham, Redbridge, and parts of West Essex, to go orange. So we're calling on schools, businesses, or even individuals to fundraise their way and go orange for one day throughout July.
No, it doesn't really matter what they do as long as they accumulate some money for St Francis.
100%. So schools, they could have a non-school uniform day. Businesses could have a dress down Friday, for example, or they could do a cake sale. And individuals can do whatever they like. They could do a walk for Go Orange. They could do a dance for Go Orange, absolutely anything to raise vital funds for patient care.
Now, I know you'd need, I mean, last time I checked, it was something like £8 million a year St Francis needed. It's probably more than that now. Because you had problems through the lockdown, didn't you? You had to keep going, and it was a problem to get the money in. How are you finding things after the lockdown? Have they gone back to normal again?
Yeah, so, you know, it was a struggle like all charities had throughout the lockdown. But now we're getting our events back and we're getting campaigns such as Go Orange. We're able to give that care that we've always gave. So, for example, £25.25 pays for 1 hour of care on our ward. £54 pays for a nurse to go out to the comfort of a patient's own home and give them that one-to-one treatment that they deserve. And £5 or £10 pays for a patient meal. So all of these things and all of these fundraisers that we have add up to so many brilliant things and so much care that we can give throughout our community.
I wish you all the best with this, because you do such a fantastic job. The end of life care that you provide is second to none. I've witnessed it myself.
It is the best, and I'm so proud to be going orange myself, but luckily I get to go orange every single day of the week, so I love it.
I can really see you wearing orange today. Very nice, very fetching it is as well. Now, Rosie, I know you've got a skydive coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we've got our next planned skydive is Sunday the 4th of September. We're just inviting anyone who wants to tick off skydiving from their bucket list. If anyone out there listening's got a big birthday coming up, perhaps it's something they've always wanted to do, then we're inviting you to come and do it for St Francis Hospice. Hopefully, our last skydive, we had a nice group of people take part. It was a really lovely day that they all jump together. There's a really great atmosphere on the day. So fingers crossed for another big group of people doing it for us in September.
I'm one of these people that would love to do a skydive. I really would. But I don't think I've got the bottle to actually get out of the plane. It's not heights that worry me so much. It's the ground rushing up and smashing me in the face. That's the bit that frightens me.
You do have an experienced skydiver.
Fantastic.
That you're jumping with. So you're not doing it on your own. You're with fully qualified professionals who do this day in, day out. So it's you're 100% safe.
Is it a tandem jump? So each person, each qualified instructor has somebody strapped to their back like a shell on a tortoise. And they just go out. Is that?
Yeah, so you do it in tandem.
All right.
You have the safety aspects of it are really sort of high. So you have your main parachute, but then you always jump with a backup parachute.
Yeah.
So you're really in safe hands. And the Skydive Centre that we use are a really great Skydive Centre. They're really professional.
I would love to come and do it, but I just don't think I would be able to get out of the plane.
You can go orange instead.
I'll go orange instead. That's a better idea. Feet on the floor, the terra firma, as they say. So, guys, if anybody's listening right now and they want to take part in the Go Orange or the skydive, how can they actually get in contact with you?
Yeah, okay. So the best thing for you to do is go to our brand new website. It looks absolutely fantastic. And you can search in the search bar, Go Orange, or search skydive, and all of your answers will be there.
And that is ffh.org.uk.
Hopefully, we'll have another chat with you next month, and you can tell us how you got on with the Go Orange, Sean.
Yes, 100%. No, I'd love to come back and let you know.
Fantastic. Thanks ever so much, guys. Speak to you soon.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Bye.